should own continuous improvement. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today's episode's all about CI, or continuous improvement. Now, the question is, who should own it? And this might go for other departments and functions within your organization. So let me ask you a different question. Who owns your health? The doctor or you? Well, in reality, of course, it's your health. You have to take primary responsibility for it, even if your doctor is your consultant or your advisor to help you when your health isn't as good. In the same way, continuous improvement has gone through an evolution over time. What we know is it used to start out when it was a kind of a newer concept with consultants. And so you'd hire experts like myself and my colleagues, and we would come in and we would teach you about continuous improvement, maybe even run some Kaizen or continuous improvement events. As that went on, many companies said, hey, we need to build our own CI, or continuous improvement capability, internally. So many companies have started hiring more engineers, and they hired people into continuous improvement. In fact, new jobs called continuous improvement coordinator or director of continuous improvement were created. And that's awesome, because now you had more people inside the company who had those skill sets, and you didn't have to necessarily rely on outside experts. So what is the next evolution of continuous improvement? Well, I think it goes to the next level down, which is ideally continuous improvement shouldn't be owned by a department called continuous improvement, because continuous improvement is something that everyone has a role to play in it. And so we really want, in the end, operations to own continuous improvement. Now, what does that mean for all my CI coordinators out there? Please don't turn off this video yet. We want you to act as coaches and consultants internally to build the capability of other people. In fact, you could argue that your job is, well, you've heard the expression, you can either give a man a fish and he can feed himself for a day, or you can teach a man to fish and he can feed himself for a lifetime. But I think actually your role as a CI coordinator needs to evolve to teach a man to teach a man to fish. Because if you get good at building disciples with continuous improvement in their mindset, the operation can extract multiples of what is possible. Because if only CI looks after continuous improvement, then what's going to happen is you're going to be limited to prioritizing only the biggest opportunities. You won't have time to do the smaller opportunities, but that's something that a frontline worker could work on, or their supervisor, to make improvements even at a smaller level. So, where should CI reside? In the end, it should reside with the people that make it happen, and those are in the operations, and that your role is really to advise, consult, and support them on that journey. Now, once you've figured out how to ingrain continuous improvement into your teams, you might decide that your leadership team also needs a bit of a software or thinking and behavior upgrade. And of course, that's where we come in with our frontline leadership program. Now, we still do it the old-fashioned way of showing up on-site in person to do workshops, but many people are embracing our brand new virtual training studio that we've had for the last several months. And it allows us to do engaging training using our high-definition cameras over Zoom. People say it's nearly as engaging as the in-person training, surprisingly so. No matter how we can help you, of course, it starts with a conversation on our website at uniquedevelopment.com, or you can connect on one of the many social platforms. I hope you'll connect with me on LinkedIn, for example, where I share several discussion papers and white papers that can help you upgrade the quality of your leadership team.